Chapter 4. Ryan, the Skeptic.
Your real name's Rayford?
Ryan Daly squealed at his best friend.
We've known each other how long? And I never knew that.
Ramey Steele smiled and shook his head.
Don't make such a big deal about it, otherwise I'll tell everybody your middle name.
The boys had grown up on the same street, one living on each end. They had begun kindergarten together, and now they were both 12 and in the 6th grade. They were as close as brothers. Ryan was an only child, and Ramey may as well have been. His only sister, Chloe, was 8 years older and had been away at college 2 years already. Ryan and Ramey had a lot in common. Each had a father who was too busy for him. These guys needed each other. Ryan was a little shorter and thicker than Ramey, who was slender and tall and dark, like his father. Ryan was a blonde and the better athlete of the two. Like any close friends, they squabbled a lot. Once in a while, they even said nasty things to each other and vowed never to talk to each other again. The next day, one would call the other or just go to his house, and they would start in where they had left off. Best friends. No apologies. No mention of the argument. Just friends again. They had always gotten a kick out of how close their first names were. That was what had started the discussion of their real full names. Ryan said he had been named after 3 famous Chicagoans.
My first name comes from Dan Ryan. I don't even know who he was, but there's an expressway named after him.
And my middle name, Promise You'll Never Tell a Soul, comes from some old mayor from way back when who got assassinated.
What's his name?
I don't want to tell you. I don't trust you.
If you can't trust me...
Okay, I trust you. But you gotta promise.
I promise.
And you've gotta tell me a secret you don't want anybody to know.
I will.
All right, Ryan said. The mayor's name was Anton Cermak.
Ramey Steele had doubled over laughing. Ryan.